want to thank Tom for that prayer about Korea. Spent a significant portion of my lifetime trying to keep the peace over there. It's not really peace. It's something completely different. So if we can, if you want to pray for something, pray for three things. Pray for that the nuclear weapons will be removed. Okay. Pray that there will be a peace treaty. There's still no peace treaty between North and South Korea, or technically between North Korea and the United Nations. But third, pray for the Christians who are still up there, many of whom I'm sure have been killed, many of whom I'm sure are in some kind of imprisonment, but who are having to hide out for their faith. And so remember, they're still there. Okay, all right. It's just not going to be a feel-good sermon, I'm sorry. This is about repentance, but I will give you one feel-good thing. For those of you who grew up in churches of Christ, this will may be the first sermon in churches of Christ about repentance, which will not quote Acts 2:38, nor mention the plan of salvation. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, you didn't grow up in the church of Christ, but if you did, you know. Okay, so I'm not going there. Okay, I'm not going there. But repentance is a serious subject, okay? The psalmist wrote, "If man does not repent, God will whet his sword." I guess that means he will sharpen his sword. There's going to be consequences because of it. And Jesus said in Revelation, "Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. So be zealous and repent." But I will give you, there is a little bit of light, a little bit of happiness at the end. Remember, we're studying the way, okay? What Jesus was talking about, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to me, to the Father, but by me. It's a path, a map, a choice, a goal, a group, a way of doing things, a method of living. But particularly today, we're going to talk about the path part of it. And I didn't put this tape down here. If you put this tape down here, raise your hand. All right, well, thank you. Okay, this kind of fits in because we're going to talk about the way. And, well, we're going to use Joe because this is going to be the way to Joe or destruction. Okay? Remember, this one is a little bit wider than that. Next time you do it, give me a wider path here, you know. Okay, so this is the way to destruction, the broad way, and this will be the narrow way, which incidentally ends at the baptistry, so that's the way to heaven. So we're going to use that a little bit today. We're talking about repentance, okay? What is repentance? Okay. In Jesus' earthly ministry, it began with repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It ended in Luke's version of the Great Commission that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. And I want to tell you, before I tell you what repentance is, that repentance is very, very important. If you want the grace of God, repent. You want to be your faith to be the kind of faith that can save you, repent. You want your baptism to be of any effect, repent. Okay? Repentance is what people do in response to what God has done for them. Okay? And to blow that off is serious, serious business. The apostles preached it. Okay? Repent, therefore, and turn again so that your sins might be blotted out. And, of course, it's all based on Jesus' teaching. No, I tell you, unless you repent, you will also likewise perish. Now, I'm going to stop here just a minute. I see all the time people invoke the name of the Lord and don't change their lives. Okay? They're still living with their girlfriend. They're still going out and doing wrong things. They're not. Their lives cannot be held up to any kind of biblical teaching, okay? But they feel like that they're following the Lord, okay? Maybe it's a football player, a basketball player, you know, invoking the Lord over their victory. Maybe it's a person wearing a cross, but they're not repented, okay? Well, why did Jesus say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand? If you don't repent, you're going to miss it. Okay? The kingdom is for those people who have repented. Okay, all right. What is repentance? Okay. It's a complete change of direction in our lives. Okay? It's an attitude. It's an emotion. Okay? And I'll get to that. But it's a complete change in direction. Okay? So, by the way, can everybody see this tape? If you haven't seen this tape, stand up right now and look at it so you'll know what I'm talking about. You see the path? Okay. If I'm on the broad way going to destruction, you're lucky you weren't here, I would have used you. Okay. If I'm here, repentance is getting over there. Okay? Now, maybe I can cross here, but maybe I have to turn all the way back around and go this direction. Maybe there's a place over there by Paul where it's easy for me to go. Maybe the distance is wide, but I got to get over there. Okay? That's what repentance is. Repentance is being on the right way, not the wrong way. It is amazing. Carrie and I were talking about our children, not in specifics, but we can see our children when they're on the wrong way. Little thing. We can see other people's children a whole lot better when they're on the wrong way, but that's a different thing. Have you ever noticed that? Yeah, why don't they see that? Okay. It's harder for us to see when we're on the wrong way. Okay? It's just harder. One of the purposes of the church is to give us the clue, and when I was in the Air Force, we called it to have the clue bird sit upon your shoulder that you're in the wrong direction. Okay? So if y'all are in the right direction, your job is to show that right direction so that those of us who are not can say, okay, all right. Similarly, we're supposed to help people get back on the right direction. Okay? It includes hating our sin. You remember I told about emotions? Okay? Have you ever done anything really stupid? Okay, well, if you're a teenager, I guess what you did. You may not remember it anymore, but you did. And have you ever gone, man, I cannot believe I did that. You know? I cannot believe I thought the Cowboys were going to beat the Steelers in the Super Bowl. You know, you remember how stupid you feel? I bought Apple stock at $1.06. Okay? And it went up to $1.20, and I says, I ought to sell it. And then it went down to 98 cents. And I went, oh, what am I going to do? And finally, it got up to $1.15, and I sold it. I made about $400. It's selling for $114. It's now selling at $178 last time I looked. You know, I am obviously not a prophet or the son of a prophet, but I felt really stupid for selling it at $115, but it seemed like a good idea at the time. I remember the cartoon. Y'all remember Dennis the Menace sitting in the corner? He was in a little rocking chair sitting in the corner and says, anybody can flush their socks down the toilet. That's what I should have said. Well, that's what I should have done. I should have held on to it. But I, you know, it's money. It's not important. But I feel stupid. Every time I still track Apple stock so I can feel stupid. But guess what? If you own Apple, I'm really hoping it goes back down below $115. Okay, but anyway, so we've all done that. We need to realize before we repented, we were stupid. We were doing dumb things. We were doing things that were displeasing to God. We were doing things that hurt us, and we need to not like that. Okay. Repentance should reflect the nature of God. Okay. And I'll talk to you a little bit about that. But don't forget that. Repentance should protect the nature of God. Do you remember back in the 6th chapter of Genesis with the story of Noah? The world was sinful. Evidently, the world was totally sinful except for Noah and his family. Okay? Maybe just for Noah himself. Okay? Depending on how you read that. And this is what it says in Jehovah. I've got the American Standard Version, the old one, because it's our more literal Bible. Saw that the wickedness of man was great on earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his hearts was evil continually. And it repented Jehovah Your modern version will say Job regretted, that he had made man on earth, and it grieved him at his heart. Now, God doesn't repent from sin. Okay, that's not what he repents of. He repents from action, and he repents by changing, God is sorry that he made all these bad people. And he took action about it, didn't he? But isn't it interesting? And it grieved him at his heart. If you read the message, it says it broke his heart. Okay. We sometimes let that pass over in this Noah story, don't we? You know, we got 40 days of rain and all this stuff going on and, all this thing. God was sad. Repentance includes sorrow. Okay? Repentance includes sorrow. God kind of reflects this to us. Okay? It produces two things. It produces sorrow, and it also produces action. Now, God's action, God's action is decisive. Our action is getting off that path and getting back out onto this path by whatever means necessary. Okay? The first means necessary is to quit doing bad things. Okay? Quit sinning. Okay? Whatever it is you're doing that is in rebellion to God, quit it. That's the first step in repentance. That's really what Jesus was saying when he said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The Jews of his day weren't following the law. They weren't treating each other well. They were under the boot of the Romans, and they had to quit doing that for God's great actions in history through Christ to help them out. Okay? If you think you're following Christ and you're living in sin, you're lying to yourselves, and at least admit it. Okay? At least admit it. All right, let's talk about some uncomfortable facts about repentance. Okay? One, it's not just saying sorry. Now, it is saying sorry, but it's not just saying sorry. How many of you have taught school? Okay. I was talking to my daughter the other day about fights. Evidently, you get 5 days of in-school suspension for a fight, and you get sent home and 5 days of in-school suspension, or is it 5 days of real suspension for a fight? When I was up, the assistant principal came out and grabbed the two guys. I don't think girls ever fought. I never saw it. And, said, say you're sorry. Sorry. Okay. Detention for a week. Well, they weren't sorry. They were sorry that the assistant principal showed up. One of them was sorry that the other was getting the best of him, but they weren't sorry for what they did. Repentance is not just saying sorry. Okay? Repent or not repent is to be in rebellion to God. And this is the most important thing, and this is kind of the light, the goodness here of this sermon. Your repentance can cause God to repent. So let's go. Not just saying sorry. For the Lord does not change, therefore you, O children of Israel, are not consumed. In other words, I haven't wiped you out for your sins. For the days of your fathers you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them. You deserve it. Your fathers deserve it. As a nation, you deserve it. But here it is. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. James said, draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh unto you. Put these two verses together, and you realize that one of the ways, if not the most important way, that we draw nigh unto God is by repenting, by stop doing wrong things. Okay? Repentance does not just take place once right before we're baptized. In fact, I've probably seen a few people that never repented and baptized, and I think they've got a big procedural problem in the church. Okay? Repentance takes place all the time. Okay? Am I the only one? Joe, you were with me on Google Maps. You use Google Maps when you drive? Okay, good. I think that's against the law to actually do it, but that's okay. Yeah. Anybody else use Google Maps? Maybe you use Apple Maps. Don't use Apple Maps. They're not as good as Google Maps. All right, you do it. And we have all been going along on our Google Maps, and you know, and I've got my little phone right over here sitting and kind of looking at it, and we realize that that was my exit, because the little dot, have you ever noticed this? It follows along, and it jumps forward, and I'm suddenly on the wrong path. I was supposed to get off the interstate, and now I'm going on the interstate. You know, and there's a couple of places on the interstate where you got to go a long way before you can turn around. Well, we find ourselves in that situation in our Christian lives, don't we? I got off the path. You know, take Google Maps and substitute the devil if you want to, or bad influence, or our own desires, or whatever it is that the problem is. It happens to us, doesn't it? Okay. Well, now, if I want to go to Walmart and I miss the turnoff, what do I need to do? Well, that's a bad example, because I can just go about 5 miles and hit find another Walmart. But that, forget that. Okay. What do I need to do? Yeah, I need to get the next exit and go over. There's a couple of exits on 30 that this doesn't work, but you know, the next exit, go over. I love this one over here at 69 where you got to go all the way down around by the funeral home, turn around, come back over, go by the movie and come around and go. Okay. If you get off down there by Mary of Puddin' Hill, you're in big trouble, okay, because it's a dead end down there. You got to get off, turn around and come back. It's not the end of the world. You're only going to get to Walmart 10 minutes later, but if you don't do it, the best that can happen is you end up at the wrong Walmart. Okay? But you know, if you follow, we used to say in Ladonia, before they had two stoplights in Commerce, there was only one stoplight between Ladonia and Los Angeles. Okay, and that was that stoplight in Commerce, because then you got on the interstate, and you got on Interstate 30, and it ended up 20 and 10, and there was no stoplights. Okay, well, pardon me if I use California as the metaphor for destruction, but I think it may be apt. We don't want to end up in California. We just wanted to go to Walmart. Okay, now, what I'm about to tell you women, you all need to repent of. Okay, you women need to repent of this. You're getting married, don't get into this, okay? You all think that men will go to California before they'll ask for directions, don't you? Come on, admit it. That we will not admit that we are wrong, okay? Well, you're right, you don't really need to repent it, you just need to change your men in your life, but that is not going to work. Okay, so you women kind of back away. Us men, we need to change a little bit, don't we? Okay, we need to turn around when it's time to turn around. Everybody needs to get going back the direction. So let me do this. Y'all could have been a little easier on me. If I'm following this direction, and I'm looking at I stop looking at my Bible or my Christian friends, and I go, here, the easiest thing is to keep going, isn't it? Well, if you keep going this way, you're going to end up with Joe. Okay? What do we need to do? Well, maybe go back that way. But sometimes that doesn't work, so go back to where you started from. Go back to basics. Find wherever it is you can find to get back on this right path over here, to start living the right kind of life. Okay? If you're in trouble with the law, you may have to go to jail. If you've blown up your marriage, you may have to live with it. But it doesn't do any good to go that way when you really need to be going this way. That's what repentance is. It's not just saying you're sorry, it's really being sorry and taking action. The Lord turned and looked at Peter. You remember this story, Jesus' trial. And Peter remembered the saying of the Lord. Peter had just denied him 3 times. And how he said to him, before the rooster crows today, you will deny me 3 times. And he went out and wept bitterly. Okay. So this is an emotion. And this is what needs to be done. It's not just, oops, sorry, Jesus. That doesn't cut it, does it? To repent, not repent, is to be in rebellion. Okay? Zion shall be redeemed by justice, and those in her who repent by righteousness. But rebels, now who are the rebels? And sinners, who are the sinners? They weren't the ones who had justice, and that's not the ones who have repented. Shall be broken together, and those who forsake the Lord shall be consumed. This is important, important stuff. Finally, your repentance can cause God to repent. Okay? Now remember, God doesn't have any sins to repent of. Okay? But God can change his mind. God cannot do the things that are looming over your life by not repenting. Okay? By your repentance. You remember the story of Moses and God. God wanted to kill the Israelites. He says, I'll wipe them out. This is over the golden calf. And Moses, I'll establish a nation like you. And Moses talks to God. And he says, no, remember, how's this going to play in Egypt? You know, you took the Israelites out with power. You defeated Pharaoh. You defeated the Nile River. You did all these things. And you're going to come out here and kill everybody. And he said, the Lord repented. Well, the Lord didn't have a sin to repent from. But he had an action to repent from. And he had a action that he was going to take. Lord doesn't make empty threats. Okay? He had an action he was going to take, and he stopped. Well, our repentance can do the same kind of thing. Okay? Sin, if you're on the road of sin, it'll end you up over there for there's a destruction, but it also messes up your life big time. Okay. I think this is one of the reasons why we're not as into repentance as we should be, because we don't realize how crummy life is when we're living sinfully. Okay? Return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping, with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. In other words, change your heart. I'm not interested in the outward show. I'm interested in the inward show of repentance. Return to the Lord. There it is. For he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast, and he relents. That's that same word that is translated as repentance back with Noah by the American Standard Version. And he relents over disaster. Okay? So repentance can get the Lord to back off on doing bad things to us. Okay? And what's the worst thing the Lord has promised to do? It's destruction. It's eternal punishment. Repentance can change the mind of the Lord just in the same way that Moses did. You have power over God. Now, you understand what I'm saying here, don't you? Okay. You can't force him to do anything, but it is in his nature to punish sin, but it is also in his nature to not punish sin when people repent. Okay. So, what are the things that we need to repent of? Okay. Well, there's obvious stuff. Crime, adultery, lying, bad relationships, being mean to one another, being evil to one another, violating the teachings of Jesus in the in the Sermon on the Mount. These are all obvious, aren't they? But we've all got something in our lives that we know deep down. Maybe we've repressed it. Am I using the right word there, John? Maybe we don't want to think about it. You remember Scarlett O'Hara says, I'll think about that tomorrow. Well, I'll think about this thing in my life tomorrow, and then tomorrow, what do I say? I'll think about it tomorrow. And if you do enough of that, you forget about it, and it becomes a habit, and it gets you. We've all got something to repent of, okay? And that's good, because God, from reaction to repentance, his response to repentance is to relent, is to let up. Is to let us go. Okay. So, you have probably been taught that repentance is something that we do to become a Christian, and it is. Okay? But it is also something that we do to remain a Christian. It is also an integral part of the Christian life. Why? So in your mind, I don't have a slide on this because I didn't know I was going to do it because I didn't know all this stuff was going to be on the floor, and it is, and I'm not going to waste it. In your mind, get out your spiritual Google Maps and see if you're on Google Maps. It's got the little blue line. Have I got that right? Yeah, the little blue line that's going to where you're going. See if you're on the little blue line or see if you've gotten off the blue line. Now, the interesting thing about Google Maps is it constantly recomputes. If you go past your turn, it says, okay, go up here and turn around. I did this in downtown St. Louis. And let me tell you, there's some places in downtown St. Louis you don't want to be. And I spent about 30 minutes there following Google Maps, okay? And there was a bunch of construction. Well, anyway, we've got computation of our route available to us. Okay? And that's the church. So that when I'm here and I look over and all you all are over there, what should I think? I'm in the wrong direction. Okay? Or I'm glad that nobody in my church is seeing what I'm doing, because I'm not particularly proud of it and I'm going to do it anyway. You remember that rebellion thing? That's rebellion, isn't it? Both of those things need to repent. Now, church, you all got to be over here so I can look over and say, look, that's where I ought to be. You can't be over here with me, because if you're over here with me, what am I going to say? Well, Joe's with me. I got Steve and I got Laura here. We're all together. Sorry about this. I mean, you're going to have to take a hit for the team here. All right. Yeah. Well, I'm kind of okay. All right. That's what the church does. The church helps us repent by reflecting what is right and challenging us to realize, to quit lying to ourselves, to quit saying, I'll think about this tomorrow, challenges us to say, there's something different between my congregation members and me. There's something different between the Bible and me. I better get out my spiritual Google Maps, my Bible, and figure out what it is. But first, let's use a little common sense. There's all the good people over there. I'll just go be with them and act like them and do what they're saying and do what they're doing. Why? Because I trust them and I trust the Lord to whom they belong. Okay. So we need to be repentant, and we need to be accepting to repentance by reflecting our Lord. Finally, I want to talk to you about these paths here, okay? One, two, three turns, okay? That's the closest thing I could come to that Broadway which leads to destruction. This one, in fact, I think probably it starts right here. It's got one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight turns. The easy way is probably not the right way. Okay? That's probably what Jesus was talking about with the Broadway. Four-lane highway. Don't you just hate to get out in the country on two-lane highways and get behind a truck? Okay? Four-lane highway, six-lane highway, eight-lane highway. I can pass anybody I want. I don't even have to ride in the right lane. By the way, y'all get in the right lane. If you're driving in the left lane, you need to repent. Okay? Don't be worried if it takes more effort for you to get where you're going than it does for your friends or your co-workers or your neighbors to get where they're going. Okay? Because the place that you're going is much better than the place they're going. And it's worth it. All right. Thank you.